Even for an iPad skeptic like me, there are jobs, digital tasks, for which the iPad is just better suited than a smartphone or a laptop. For example, drawing. Drawing on the iPad with the Apple Pencil is fantastic. Not so much on the other devices, even if you pair a Wacom tablet to your Mac. Or consider minimalist text entry, for which the iPad plus smart keyboard combo is uniquely suited. The Mac feels overbuilt for that simple job, too many fiddly bits, and too heavy and too big, and the iPhone software keyboard falls short when it comes to long-form text entry. Despite these legit use cases, things that I would actually use an iPad Pro for, I didn't pre-order one last week. Honestly, the inflated entry price scares me off. I would like to draw and to write without distractions on the iPad, but would I do those things enough to justify that much cash? Probably not. I mean, before tax, the iPad Pro plus smart keyboard plus Apple Pencil combo at the entry level is something like $1,100 just to get in the door. I decided to try to find other cheaper tools that could meet the same use cases. I'm bummed to miss out on the iPad hotness, but if I can meet those needs without dropping $1,200 on an iPad Pro and a keyboard and a pencil, well then, that's coming out ahead in my book. And doing that is possible, it just requires some creativity and maybe some willingness to compromise on convenience. So here's my recipe for that $100 iPad, and I've got a photo of this up at my website, matthogger.com. For that first use case, drawing, here's my list of iPad replacement items. First, a 7x10-inch drawing pad. No, not a Wacom Intuos tablet or an Android tablet. This is literally a $7 book of drawing paper. Second, some color markers for adding some variety and fun to my line drawings. Total cost for 72 fine and ultra-fine colors from Bic, about 30 bucks. I already had some nice graphic pens, some pencils for sketching, and a big eraser, and you could pick all of those up for $20 or less, all told. So there you go. That's drawing covered, right? And then about the minimalist text entry, which was kind of my other real use case for an iPad, well, I mean, the iPhone really works perfectly well for distraction-free writing. That small window isn't as much of a hindrance when you're just trying to pump out the words. In fact, I used a very similar setup back in grad school. I used an iPod Touch with an old Palm keyboard, and that screen was much smaller than the one on my iPhone X. So here's what I picked up to make this work this time around. I got a folding stand from Anchor to hold the iPhone upright, 11 bucks, and a new folding Bluetooth keyboard. Now, unfortunately, I immediately sent this back to Amazon. Its build quality and typing feel failed to measure up. It was from one of those bargain basement brands that are all pretty much the same, just rebranded. So I'm still on the lookout for a decent keyboard that will fold into a pocketable form factor. But in the meantime, I'll use a less portable but perfectly serviceable Amazon Basics model that I picked up a few years ago. It cost 26 bucks when I bought it. All told then, between the drawing and the text entry use cases, since I already own a smartphone, I can cover the iPad's core jobs for less than $100. Now here's the obvious disclaimer, I probably don't even need to say it, but the real iPad is much better. If cost weren't a factor, I'd rather have an iPad Pro than a bag full of markers and phone accessories. It is convenient to have one device that can do it all in a portable, compact package. That's the pitch for the iPad, right? But as a novice artist who really doesn't need a dedicated minimalist writing device, the convenience of the iPad Pro, it's just not worth more than a grand. That's my thought. I mean, what do you think? Is this a silly exercise to even go through? How are you kind of working out the calculus of a potential iPad Pro purchase, or did you already buy one? Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know what you think. I'm at Matt Hauger, H-A-U-G-E-R. The podcast is Careful Tech on Anchor. Leave me a voicemail there. I'd be glad to play it back tomorrow. And yeah, let me know what your thoughts are. In any case, thanks very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.